SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
It's Pain-Free Friday for all stolen out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up, the bad seed, the burgundy, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad, say bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial, right across the river to the woods from where Granny just got another ounce of the Blue Dream Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to break the traffic, some kind of fashion shaker, don't you do? On the finna come around, find the third party, your rats on the west side, the bugs uptown, but the best is tied to tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yo. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High Mafia, Hayden Fried, LTN, and Kansas City Mo. On a birthday roll call, we lay it out on this Friday to wrap up the work week. Logan Webb, 26. Christian Kirk, 26. O.J. Howard, 28. Corey Littleton, 29. Jameson Shots of Tyone, 31. Travis Buck, 39. Denny Hamlin, 42. Ricky Manning, 42. Chris Baker, 43. Cato June, 43. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, 47. Jason Williams, 47. Sam Cassell, 53. Gary Sheffield, 54. Ron Coomer, 56, Seth Joyner, 58, Todd Bowles, 59, Dante Bichette, 59, Jamie Moyer, 60, Warren Moon, 66, Glenn Carano, 67. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The Titans rolled the Packers last night at Lambeau by 10, 27 to 17. We got Derrick Henry getting involved and talking about his TD pass, a little dumper over the middle. Aaron Rodgers takes the blame for the bad night and the wobbly throws. We've got Matt DeLaFleur talking about the Packers. They're screwed now at 4-7. They were screwed when they were 4-6. Titans OC Todd Downing apparently had a couple on the flight back. He got a DUI around 4 a.m. in Tennessee. Whoops. Kevin O'Connell on facing the Cowboys. We got Dallas mini breakdown. Josh Allen says his elbow's going to get better. Cleveland and Buffalo playing at Ford Field in Detroit. Patrick Mahomes getting ready for the Chargers at SoHi Stadium in Lipstick City. Chiefs place Hardman on the IR. Belichick taking a playoff race 1 week at a time. Zach Wilson talking about it. Jets, Pats in Foxborough. Kenny Pickett ready for the Bengals in the Steel City. Minka's back after a Pharrellendectomy a week ago. Art Smith, Scrooge, on the challenges of facing Justin Fields. Bears and Falcons at the Benz. Lamar Jackson, glad the bye week is over, ready to ball again, taking on Carolina. Russell Wilson says improvement starts with him. Vegas at Denver. Jeff Saturday always thought about being a coach. He'll find out about being a coach on Sunday when they host the Eagles and get smacked. Brian Daboll knows the Lions offense is tough. Detroit at Snoopy. Sean McVay doesn't want anyone overreacting to the Rams season so far, except it's too easy to overreact because your team sucks. Rams, Saints, Bourbon Street, Washington and Houston down in H-Town. We'll do it all. SEC Commish Greg Skanky says that the conference is considering moving to a one-division format, whatever that means. Tulane beat SMU last night, 59-24, rolled them. Friday night we got games. USF and Tulsa, San Diego State and New Mexico and Albuquerque. Saturday we got it all for you. USC, UCLA, the big game in la-la-la-la Lipstick City of the Rose Bowl. Utah and Oregon at Outson, TCU in Waco to see Baylor. We got all of the games. Illinois, Michigan at the Big House. BC visiting the Irish at Notre Dame Stadium. Georgia at Kentucky. Penn State at Rutgers. Iowa at Minnesota. Oak State at Oklahoma. Bedlam. You've got UAB and LSU. And then Cuse, Wake, Colorado, Washington. Ole Miss and Arkansas will hit it all. Plus Dr. Zhivago today on injuries. Dr. David Chow. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 159, Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to you, wanna do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, good to have you with us. We're going to get into everything. One game parlays, passing, rushing, receiving, and anytime tutties. Carver Heil, roll it out. Nets beat the Blazers at the Moda in Rip City by a bucket. KD with a bank shot and a a late one in the fourth to get it done for the Nets. Kyrie expected back Sunday against the Grizzlies. Durant talking about Kyrie coming back. Ben Simmons' first double-double in over 600 days. He had a big game last night. Kings beat the Spurs. Clippers over the Pistons. Tonight's games, there's good ones. Milwaukee and Philadelphia. Oak City at Memphis. Denver and Dallas. Boston at New Orleans. Even the Knicks, Golden State will hit them all. There's a bunch of other games. You know we're going to give you some winners. Plus, UFC Fight Night, Lewis and Spivak tomorrow. And you got Bellator 288, Nemkov and Anderson 2. That one goes down tonight. We'll hit all of that. And the Predators beat the Islanders 5-4 in Smashville. Bruins all over the Flyers 4-1. Avs beat the Canes in overtime. Stars over the Panthers 6-4. Tampa beat Calgary 4-1. Devils making 11 in a row with an overtime special. Hughes in the extra session for the Devils at Toronto against the Leafs. Penguins beat up on the Wild in mini 6-4. Crosby with a ripper. Blues beat the Caps in a shootout 5-4. Kraken over the Rangers in overtime. Vegas all over the Coyotes 4-1. How about Vegas? They give Phil the Thrill a jacket. We got to show it to you. Tonight's games. Well, there's only one. Kings and Canucks in Vancouver. The World Cup starts on Sunday. Qatar and Ecuador will kick it off. Monday, you got the USA and Wales. We'll be talking about that as we do a special on Monday from 2 to 6 on Sports Grid TV, coast to coast style. We'll get into everything. Argentina, Brazil, USA, most bet teams to win the World Cup. No beer, no alcohol at the World Cup. What a way to ruin it for everybody. So we might as well drink it before the game starts. I'm Coach DK.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so join us Monday, the 21st. That's Monday coming up, like after this weekend. So Monday at 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 to 3 Pacific, we're going to have a World Cup special coast to coast, 4 hours. You got it. 2 East it starts on Sports Grid. Carver High and I will be live in studio at the Sports Grid headquarters in Ferrelldale down the Jersey Shore. And we'll go crazy as the USA takes on Wales and Qatar with no beer.
No beer in Qatar. That was like they slid that in 48 hours before the tournament started today, right? I mean, they're starting on Sunday. They had 12 years to prepare for this tournament and said it's going to be just like going to any other World Cup. 48 hours before, they pull the rug out on all the people who want to drink beer at the game. Now, unless you pay for the $20,000 suite, Scotty, then there's still going to be beer in those suites up there at the top of the stadium. So
plenty of champagne for the royal family as well.
Plenty for them. So I'm sure Hara will be up in the section where they have the beer as well, up with all the people spending $20,000 on a ticket. So he'll report back to us and let us know how it goes. I am pumped though for the games. I'm ready to go. I've been diving into it. I am so ready for us USA and Wales on Monday. Extra long coast to coast for that game. It's such a massive game. I'm even breaking out a special blazer for you on Mondays. That's how big that event is. We go big blazer on Monday on coast to coast. So I'm very excited. There you go.
Wow.
We will talk about that game later on to get ourselves a preview for it. Let's go to the NFL though. First, of course, it is Friday, week 11, pain day coming up on Sunday. It started last night. In Lambeau, Titans beat the Packers 27-17. Derrick Henry, Scotty, not only does he run for touchdowns, he also throws them to Austin Hooper on Amazon.
Out of the pistol this time. And he's going to throw it. Henry's going to throw it, and it's Austin Hooper for the touchdown. The catchy touchdown pass he did it tons of times through his career.
Well, you're so worried about stopping Derrick Henry. Everybody's coming up to stop him. The linebackers, the safeties, obviously the last thing you're expecting.
Well, there you go. Very exciting. You know, the one thing, and I know you're going to play him talking about it, is the one thing I just want to say is I have never seen Aaron Rodgers look so bad in his entire career. I mean, they were down 10, right? And He couldn't sniff a first down. I mean, this guy's passes were so bad. He was overthrowing receivers, underthrowing them, wobbly ducks. I mean, you know, and then they just give him the free pass every time.
Yeah.
His thumb. It's always all the excuses. The Packers suck. Their season's over. It's finished. They're done. They need to move on from him and give Love the ball. That's it. It's the beginning and the end for Aaron Rodgers.
We didn't hear about his thumb for weeks. Like, for weeks.
Thumb was great against the Cowboys.
And then all of a sudden last night, and I was watching too, and I mean, that fourth quarter, they got the ball three times, all those three and outs. He's throwing the ball over. Lazar's coming over the middle, throwing it over his head, throws it in the ground at the other guy's feet. That was him. He complains about his receivers, his young receivers all year. Last night was on him. He sucked. He couldn't throw the ball properly to anybody. It was embarrassing. Henry threw the ball better than him. Henry's got a future as a quarterback, Scotty. Here he is.
Felt great, man. I got two of them now, so that's three? I thought it was two. Damn. I call myself a young Peyton Manning, so it felt good, and I was happy Hoop caught it and we were able to get a score.
What's it like when that play is calling the huddle?
I'm like, damn, I got to make it. I got to make it. Good thing we're running the ball pretty well. And
I'm surprised they don't do it more.
He was about up in the end zone.
He's a great player, man. That guy, I must be an idiot to bet against him. What have they covered? I mean, they do is win. They have a great defense, got a great running back. I mean, they are tough.
They have now covered eight in a row, Scotty, the Titans. Eight games in a row. They didn't cover those first 2 weeks. Now they have rung off eight covers in a row. Not only that, they are 7-3 and sitting atop the AFC South. The Packers, on the other hand, as you said, Rodgers looks awful. They are 4-7. He took the blame for the bad passes. Here is head coach Matt LaFleur. No reason to sugarcoat it, Scotty. We're finished. We suck. Here's LaFleur.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in a very good position right now, that's for sure.
You think, genius?
Like I told the guys, like, there's no margin for error, period. And it's not like, I know we got a really tough team.
It's already over, dude.
They still believe.
So we're going to get back to work on Monday and try to make some of these corrections.
Don't bother.
It's disappointing when you have
get back to work.
Whether it's a coverage bust defensively, whether it's protection bust and/or any type of mistake in regards to the mental errors. That's extremely disappointing, especially where we're at in the season. And we're not. I mean, quite frankly, even when we are all on the same page, we're not executing to the level that we need to. And that's why, you know, we're sitting here at freaking 4-7.
Whoa.
You got that right, coach. But then again, everyone thinks you're a genius. So you get another hall pass, too. It's amazing to me how no one ever rips this guy. No one ever says a bad word about him. He's like the Teflon Don of the NFL. He and Sean McVay doing soup commercials. I mean, unbelievable to me. You know, it's funny, when you're winning, you're a genius, and when you're losing, you're still a genius? I don't think so. And the only reason that guy ever won was Aaron Rodgers. And now that Rodgers sucks, they suck, and he sucks. And that's all there is to it. There's no other way to cut it.
There is not. One more note from this game, Scotty. Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing, he celebrated the win so much that unfortunately for him, he got bagged for DUI around 4 a.m. this morning. In Tennessee, not a good night for Todd after he was lauded for all those great play calls, including the Henry pass down there at the goal line. Todd, and that also is brought up now, Scotty, people asking, well, how do you get so drunk so quick? They just flew back from Green Bay. So people saying, you know, them drinking on the plane, et cetera, that's a problem. So that's where he got drunk.
Oh, yeah. Now everybody's an alcoholic because he got a Dewey.
Yes.
Because he had too many.
Drinking on the plane. Yes, that is what I saw a lot of. Earlier today, questioning whether they should have had any booze on the plane ride home after the win.
Oh, stop. I just stop already. Listen, let me tell you something. Every professional athlete, they have, you know, millions of dollars. They do whatever they want. They drink whenever they want. They go wherever they want. They eat in the finest five-star restaurants. They party. They do whatever they want. They got lovers in five cities. Stop with all your just ridiculous. It shouldn't happen. What? Should they go to church? Should they all be born again? I mean, what is the deal? Father of the year? Please stop. You have no idea what you're talking about. These guys are Satan.
As I say to you, after every time an athlete or a coach or any kind of person with this type of money gets banged for these, why the hell? I mean, I just don't understand how you don't have an auto Uber. Like, call, you're with the team already. Call the PR for the team. They'll call you an Uber. They'll call you whatever. It's amazing that
I got
these
this.
Guys. It just doesn't make any sense to me how it happens.
I got it. Don't worry. Todd,
last night. All right, we will come back. Start to get into Sunday, pain day, Cowboys, Vikings, the Bills. How the hell are they even going to get to Detroit? They moved the game there against the Browns. We got to go through all of the action for Sunday when we come back.
What a bunch of wussies that they didn't play.
I can't believe they moved that game.
Soft-ass Bills.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you about the BetMGM World Cup Bracket Challenge. Customers can participate in BetMGM's completely free-to-play game for a chance to win the $250,000 grand prize with a perfect bracket. The top point accumulator will win a guaranteed $50,000 cash. So there's a great chance to win a prize even without a perfect bracket. Additionally, there are free bets given for every group stage winner you guess correctly. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. The BetMGM World Cup Bracket Challenge, Carver High.
I know. I'm going to have to go and enter after we finish Coast to Coast today. I've got to get my – I've already been looking, all the forecasting, who's going to come out of each group, who can get to the semis, the finals. I am just dove into this big time. I am pumped for the World Cup. All right, let's start pain day Sunday.
No beer.
Biggest game on the docket, no question about it, is the Cowboys heading to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Vikings still not getting much respect in the odds department, Scotty, that's for sure, as they are, of course, got the Cowboys coming to town, beat the Bills last week in Buffalo. Here is head coach Kevin O'Connell on facing the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday.
A heck of a football team coming in. It seems like, you know, this team is, you know, you look at them on tape and all the challenges and all three phases that the Dallas Cowboys present. We got to have a great week of prep coming off of a pretty emotional victory last weekend, and we got to be able to turn these guys over and have them ready to roll because it's going to be a heck of a challenge. So excited to get back home, and hopefully our fans are excited as well.
Yeah, I still, you know, I heard Warren Sharp yesterday telling me all about why Minnesota's, you know, 8-1 or whatever, and that all the teams they play are terrible. They're all terrible, and they're beating bad teams. And then you start with the rhetoric again that I told you about of all the people saying, oh, they win every game by less than a score. So yeah. Here's the deal. I'm just going to catch everybody else up on how it really works in the NFL. Okay, so they don't give a flying F what we're doing talking about gambling. They don't care about spreads. They don't care about totals. They don't really care about analytics. All they really care about is wins and losses. Do you win? Do you not win? The Vikings win all the time. The Cowboys win sometimes, but they're favored in Minnesota. Go figure. I'll tell you what, every one of those bad teams that the Vikings played, they beat. Every one of those teams they beat by under a score, they beat. It does not matter what the score is. They won all the games. They're better than the Cowboys. How's that for some analytics?
Cowboys, -1.5. Road favorites in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank on Sunday. Totals 48.5.
They'll be 5-0 when they're done at home.
I'm with you. I'm on the Vikings on Sunday. I think that they've played well, and I think that they're better than the Cowboys.
That's, I mean, yesterday, you know, and I love Warren. He's awesome. Do not misinterpret what I'm saying. But yesterday, by the time he was done, you would have thought the Vikings were 1-8. I mean, like, literally, he told me they suck.
The charts and graphs.
In Portuguese, that's what he told me. He said they're not going anywhere. And I'm like, they're going to be the top seed in the playoffs in the NFC. Know that. That's coming right down the pike.
The charts and graphs crowd, a lot of them, not fans of the Minnesota Vikings, despite their record, Scotty.
Who cares what anyone thinks? You think the Vikings care what anyone thinks?
No,
you think
they care
what I think?
Well, you said it perfectly, because head coaches in this league and play, you know, you get paid and you keep your job by wins and losses. You're right. I mean, like when Kevin O'Connell sits down at the end of the year after his first year and he meets with Vikings ownership and gentlemen, like they're not going to look at him and go, well, you know, you won 12, 13 games, but you only won 10 of them by 3 points or less. So, I don't think we're going to consider. We might get rid of you because they don't do that.
Listen.
You know, guys get fucked. Zimmer lost a whole bunch of games last year by less than 7 points. You know, and he got whacked. That's the way that it goes. You know,
here's another way of looking at it. Do all the people that go to MIT that are standing in front of that chalkboard for 12 hours writing all those math equations, do they work in the NFL? No. They'd rather have a real job making all kinds of millions of dollars. They don't have time to do math class at the NFL headquarters. Here's the deal. Win the Ferellin game. Win the game. There's your math. Win the game. Who's got more points on the scoreboard at the end of the game? That's who wins. I'll tell you, here's a math equation for you. How long did it take the Bills to fly in 6 feet of snow out of Buffalo to go to Detroit? It still took 2.5 hours.
Guess what? They haven't left yet. They're supposed to leave tomorrow. See, here's the thing that, and I know I wasn't with you yesterday when all this went down, and I listened to all the, you know, Bean and all the brainiacs and the politicians in Western New York. I get it. At the end of the day, they have a massive, massive weather situation there that they need to take all of their resources and keep people safe, and they don't want to spend them clearing a stadium. It's going to be unsafe for people to drive there. I get it. And then why didn't you leave yesterday when this happened? Now how are they getting there? If there's 7 feet of snow on the ground in Buffalo, how the hell are the Bills getting to even Detroit? And then they're going to come back and then go back to Detroit on Wednesday?
They're staying.
No, that's not what Bean said yesterday. Bean said they're going to try to come
back.
Fly there,
fly back.
Bean said they're going to fly there tomorrow. They're going to play the game, fly back Sunday night, and then go back to Detroit on Wednesday. That's what he sat there and said yesterday. So now plans got to be changing by the hour because it's bad up there. I don't know how they're getting all the players together.
Here's the deal. I just, you know, what are they going to do in January when they're in the divisional semi and in the AFC title game when it's snowing? Are they going to make another phone call to Roger and say, please move us indoors to 70-degree weather because we're such pansies, we won't play
this
in the snow?
This is,
do you remember once in your lifetime, except for 2014, when these pansy-ass Bills ever walked out of Buffalo in a snowstorm to go play indoors? It is so soft. It is saltwater taffy. I don't care how much goddamn snow they got. I can't believe that they're playing in Detroit. Go have a sandwich.
They did not make the call. This was not their decision. The Bills didn't call.
Oh, they were in on it.
So, look, it is what it is. And it has nothing to do with the snow. They could clear that field and have it empty on Sunday at 1 o'clock. But nobody's going to be there. I mean, they don't want to risk people getting into accidents and things like that. That's why they're not. This has nothing to do with snow
Santa Claus
being in a stadium for a football game. That's what everything else. Well, look, I don't know how they're going to pull off. I don't know why they couldn't just bring Cleveland there if they're just going to bring the Bills out of there on Saturday. I don't know how that makes any sense whatsoever. But this is not a Bills play in Buffalo and it's snow and they need a dome. That's not what this is. We're talking 7 feet of snow. This is not a normal situation. This is like
that's
people
nothing.
Can't move. I know. Go up to Antarctica. See how it is over there. Here is Josh Allen. He'll be playing the Browns now indoors in Detroit. He says his elbow will eventually get better. Well, gee, that's heartwarming. Here's Josh.
It'll get to a point, you know, where it's back to normal. And I don't feel it and don't have to worry about it. But until that time comes, yeah, just being smart with it and making sure I'm not, you know, doing anything stupid in walkthroughs and not throwing it very hard, you know, and just staying in the training room and still getting treatment on it.
And not throwing two picks in every game.
Well, that's the problem. And I don't like that with, you know, well, eventually it's going to get better, because that leads to now, is this what we're going to talk about every week when you play bad now? Is this?
Yeah.
But if you go out, if you go out and win this week, you know, 49-10, am I going to hear about your elbow Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the Lion game? Probably not. So it's either hurt or it isn't. If you're playing, it's not hurt. That's the way it goes. If you go out in the field and you play, I don't want to hear about your elbow afterwards. Bills -7.5, total 49.5 inside the indoor fast track now, Scotty. If the Bills don't come out and absolutely wallop this team indoors after they got disgraced by the Dolphins last week in Miami, it's going to bother me. I haven't been bothered by the Bills all year. It is what it is. They've lost 3 games by 8 total points. If they screw around with the Browns on Sunday, I'm going to be bothered.
Yeah, they're going to whack the Browns. The Browns are awful. They smell.
Yes, they do. I agree with you on that count. The Sunday night game this week, we have the Chiefs and the Chargers at SoFi. Patrick Mahomes, everybody's got good players. You just got to be able to execute, and we execute better than anybody else. Here's Mahomes.
It's not anything that surprises me. I mean, I understand it, man. I mean, everybody can beat everybody. I mean, there are great players on every single team in this league, and it's about who executes when it counts the most. And that's why we take situational football it's so important here. It's because it's something that changes games. I mean, everybody has great players. And we really focus on the situations that are going to win games, and we've done a great job this year of winning those situations. But let's keep it going, and whenever we get put in those situations again, let's maximize our opportunity and win more football games.
So when they have a better record than the Bills and they play at Arrowhead in the title game again for the 5th straight year and it's 20 below in Kansas City, do you think they'll call the commissioner and say, can we play in Miami so it can be nice and warm? Because if the Bills got to do it, we want to move the game because we don't like our little toesies being cold either.
Chiefs are -5.5 against the Chargers on Sunday night. Road favorites in SoFi.
I mean, I think they're going to win on the road. The number is what's at play here. I think it's too much wood to give them in L.A. With the greatest quarterback that's never been in anything. All they talk about is that guy going to win a Super Bowl. I'm just trying to get him into a wild card game.
That's hard to do, that's for sure. The Chiefs did place Mecole Hardman on IR. They won't have him. We know that Juju is going to be out as well. That's okay. They've got Tony now, so they'll just put him in, and he'll catch all the passes along with Kelsey, so they're going to be good to go. When we come back, rest of Week 11, Jets and Patriots in Foxborough. We'll start there after the break on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what's Bill Belichick up to up in Foxborough, Carver High? Getting ready for the Jets again?
Yeah, big Jet-Patriot game coming up on Sunday. Of course, the Pats beat the Jets at MetLife a couple of weeks ago. Belichick is coming off the bye. Patriots, big game for them. People asking about the playoff race. So you know how Bill operates when they do that. This is a one-week-at-a-time league. Bill will never talk about anything except the next opponent. Here he is.
This is a big game in terms of like playoff possibilities. I know you guys take things one game at a time, but do you personally take a look at the standings to reiterate?
One game at a time. Just took the words right out of my mouth. One game at a time. Just worry about the Jets. We'll add them up at the end.
At least he smiled.
It is the holidays.
It is the holidays. Bill gave you a little smile there a couple days before Thanksgiving, so that's always nice. Zach Wilson.
He's no longer the Scrooge. We know who that is. Art.
Oh, well, yeah, we got him coming up. Zach Wilson on the other side, Scott, he had probably his worst game of the season when the Patriots were at MetLife a couple of weeks ago. Bunch of crucial picks for Zach. He hopes to put that last game behind him in Foxborough this week.
Well, how were you able to put that pick? I mean, that Buffalo game might have been one of the better ones. Except for the fourth quarter against the Steelers, one of the better complete games you've played. How were you able to push New England so far back and immediately come back with that comeback?
Yeah, it's next play mentality, taking the good and learning from the bad. And there was a lot of good things that happened in the first Patriots game, but it's learning from the mistakes and being able to move on from it.
Yeah, learn from
I got to tell you, it's like the same old story for me, Carver. They never beat him. I mean, it's just automatic, right? Like, they just always beat him. And the way they've been playing in Foxborough, like the game they had against the Colts before the bye, 29-3 or something like that. I mean, they are just doing whatever they want with that ground attack. They don't even have to worry about, their little Jones and, his little backup, the Zappy Hour. That's nonsense. Just feed it and keep pounding it. Play defense.
Are you worried about the half, though, there? 3.5 Patriots laying at home against the Jets. Are you a little worried about that?
Not really. The way they kicked their ass in Snoopy.
I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning towards the Patriots as well. The Bengals and the Steelers get together again this week, this time at the place the Steelers play. Remember, the Steelers upset the Bengals week one in Cincinnati. Kenny Pickett was not the quarterback that day. He will be this week, and he expects the Bengals to come after him.
Yeah, you got to be prepared. The Saints did more than we expected going into this one. I'm going to expect pressure, expect them to come after me and then adjust from there. I think having last week's experience will definitely help us and, help myself to have a plan going in to attack them. Whichever way, they attack us, we have an answer for it. So, we're taking a day at a time in our prep for that.
Obviously, I want them to win, and I don't think they will. I really don't. Like, I'm going to bet on the Bengals. I think the Bengals will go in there and beat the Steelers. I think they are stunned that they lost to them in the opener. And I think they want to go in and prove they're a better team, because they are a better team than the Steelers. And, they have their own issues, but obviously their quarterback doesn't have any issues. And he throws way more successfully in terms of yards, touchdowns, no picks. Pickett is a guy that's, I think, exciting to watch develop, but he's dangerous. He takes risks like a rookie would, and not understanding what's in front of him, and he gets picked a couple times a game, it seems like to me. He makes bad throws, bad decisions. I like the way he plays. I won't deny it. Listen, I already gave you this season. I already knew that it was going to be a bad year. So did everybody else, Vegas included. But I'm going to watch this kid develop through the end of the season, and then we'll see who's laughing in a year or two when he's really good.
I'm glad that I got the 4.5 earlier in the week. It's 3.5 now. Bengals minus 3.5. So I got the Steelers' little 4.5 piece on Tuesday, Scotty. So I'm feeling a little good about that.
They don't score enough for me. They just do not score enough for me to hang with this team. They score too much. The Bengals score too much for the Steelers, and the Steelers do not score enough. Their offense is so vanilla, it's not even funny, and I blame it all on Matt Canada. He's awful.
Yeah,
everyone knows it. Awful. They all hate him. He's the most hated guy in Pittsburgh. They like the mayor more than they like this guy. No one likes the mayor anywhere.
They may get Minka back. He was in practice less than a week after his appendectomy. Hopes to play on Sunday. We shall see if Minka Fitzpatrick is out there. We have the Bears and the Falcons in Atlanta this week. Let's hear from Art. Like you said, it's around the holiday season. The challenges of facing Justin Fields. Always a snarky comment or two from Arthur Smith. Here we go.
Yeah, there's different challenges. Their run game is rolling, and he's been a big part of that. And you can see how they've adapted really probably since that Washington game Thursday night, right? And then they came back, and they're running more design runs. They're not all traditional. That's why it always kind of makes me laugh. You get the surface hot takes, and they try to compare just based on stats. But when you really look at it schematically and what they're asking players to do, and then you see guys' skill sets show up, and been a lot of direct runs. You see a lot of what's trending in the league, copy and paste.
Well, I'll give him this much. He wasn't as much of a jerk there as he usually is.
No, he was not. That's for sure. As of right now, the Falcons, Scotty, with the Bears coming into town, They are -3 on Sunday, 49.5, the big total.
You know, this is a tough game. I actually feel like the Bears can beat the Falcons. I think Mariota sucks, and I don't think Justin Fields is the same. I think he's gotten better. He's rushing like crazy. He's throwing the ball effectively. And the combo meal of both is just a lot of productivity, and they're scoring. If they put 30 up on the Falcons, they're going to win that game easily.
Yeah, especially the Falcon team that I saw the last couple of weeks in that Thursday night game.
They're awful. Carolina.
I think that the Bears are, yeah, they're not a good team. That was all nonsense the first 7-8 weeks where they were tied. They were only tied for first because the Bucs have sucked this year. That's the only reason why the Falcons were.
That's over with.
The Ravens are coming back off the bye. They have Carolina coming into Baltimore. Here is Lamar Jackson. Glad the bye week is over. Time to press ahead for the stretch run of the season.
I feel like the bye week came at the perfect time. You know, we had a lot of ups and downs the first 6 weeks of the season. And then, like you said, we won 3 straight. And now guys get to rest their body and get ready for this long journey we're about to have. So I feel like it came at the right time. And guys still locked in. You know, we just had a great practice today. So I feel like we moving up the ramp how we're supposed to.
Carver, how do you think I'd look with one of those on, like shoveling the driveway? What do you think?
Nah, look, you're going to need it, too. This winter's going to be long. It's going to be cold. It's going to last for a long time. Brutal winter coming up.
My buddy's in Aruba, and he reached out to me today, and I said, nice go to Cayman's. Don't come home. It's cold as hell. Yeah. You don't want to be here.
Just don't waste your time. This has gone to 13 now. Of course, Baker Mayfield's going to start for the Panthers this week, Scotty. They're getting 13 in Baltimore.
I mean, that is just a nasty number to lay in the NFL. I don't care what anybody says. That is just very troubling, especially with garbage time. And remember, Baker Mayfield came into a game like a week or two ago in garbage time and threw 2 touchdown passes. He does that again, they're going to cover that 13 and a hook.
Yeah, that was the Bengal game 2 weeks ago when they were getting blown out, and he came in for Walker, and he was able to get a couple of scores. The Broncos and the Raiders play in Denver this Sunday. Who's more disappointing this year, Bull, Scotty? Here's Russell Wilson. The improvement starts with him. Let's hear all the catchphrases from Russ.
Well, I think that, first of all, you know, I got to play better. It starts with me. You know, I got to find ways to make some more plays out there for us, more touchdowns.
Isn't God on your side?
And it's something that you continue to work for every day. You know, you focus on the little things, the fundamentals, the little things of the game. And, you know, I've been down before. Doesn't mean that we can't come out on the other end of it all. And what it takes is it takes a lot of work ethic, and it takes a lot of, appreciation for continuing to give everything you have every day. And that's not going to change no matter.
Is he going to do it?
No matter what our record
was. Is he going to drop the faith in there?
And I think that we got a lot of football left. A lot of football left. A lot of football left, you know, and we got to play at the highest level, and we got to play at the highest level just, each day in practice. And what that does, that translates to the game. And
come on,
we got a great rivalry game, obviously, AFC West matchup.
Believe
against
in the
Raiders. There's a lot of history there, and so we got to make sure that we step up to the plate and play our best football.
Yeah, I think they just have to play half of good football against this team. If they play half as good as they're capable of, they should beat the Raiders easily.
Broncos -2.5, 41.5 the total. No,
I'm on Denver.
I'm on
Denver. I'm done with the Raiders.
I would lean Denver. I lean Denver with you. I want no part of it, that's for sure, with how ugly these two teams have been so far this year. The Eagles have finally lost a game, Scotty. Of course, Monday night, against the football team now known as the Commanders. Now they have Indianapolis. They're going to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. They have Jeff Saturday, 1-0 as a head coach, Scotty. And now, of course, I've always wanted to be a coach after getting that first win, the taste, last week. Here's Jeff.
When you were a player, did you want to coach?
I always considered it. I got into coaching originally for my kids. I love that, and I think it's I've told people I think football in particular translates to the world like no other. I mean, you got 11 guys. Everybody has a specific duty they have to do, and how does that look? And if one person does it, the 10 other fail with the one. And so I've always loved that principle, and I feel like we've grown from it. So that was always my favorite. I coached all kinds, but that one in particular is why I loved it as much as I did.
Jeff, is there anything you can do about the economy?
No, nothing. Nothing you can do there. But he's got a motivational speaker type guy. That's why Ursay brought him there, Scotty. He's got all
Tony
that.
Robbins.
We're going to get together. We're going to be one group of 11. And we're going to get this goal. And we're going to push that football across the goal
cohesive
line.
Brotherhood.
They're getting 6.5 from the Eagles coming off of a loss on Monday night.
Yo, they're going to need it. They're going to need 6.5 because they're getting beat. They're going to get beat this week, and that'll be the end of all this nonsense.
I agree. I will lay the 6.5 with the Eagles. The Lions visit the Giants at MetLife. Here is Brian Daboll, Giants head coach. Man, that Detroit offense is very good. We got to be careful. Here he is.
They create explosive plays. Goff plays.
Be more
at high
excited
level.
About
very
it, Brian.
Accurate passer, downfield, intermediate, off the play action. And then their two runners have taken it to the distance a few times. They're both, you know, a little bit different, but both very good. You know, they've scored 30 points four times and six of the losses.
Aren't you glad you're not in that snowstorm in Buffalo anymore, Bri?
The other one against the Cowboys, it was 10-6 with 3 minutes, 20 seconds left. So, explosive team, good football team. And we need a good week of practice.
My guess is on Thanksgiving, he eats the entire pumpkin pie by himself.
Oh, Bri. It's apple pie, not the pumpkin
pie. He eats that too, and the pecan.
Giants -3 at home against the Lions on Sunday.
God, I told you last week that I was driving in my car, and I thought the Lions are going to beat the Bears today. They're going to beat the Bears today. And now I am seriously thinking they're going to beat the Giants.
I might be with you. I might be with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, I know Sean McVay, another genius, is talking about let's not overreact to what's happening here with our season. Well, why the hell wouldn't we overreact? Who needs to overreact when all you have to do is watch them lose every week?
Well, when you're the defending Super Bowl champions and you're 3-6 in last place in the NFC West, people will overreact. Here's Sean McVay.
You know, in all seriousness, it has been, you know, no doubt it's been a unique thing. And this is where we're at, and you got to be able to handle it. And I've said it over and over again to you guys, you know, you're being tested in ways that you maybe haven't been otherwise. And a lot of different things have come up that maybe hadn't in the previous five seasons. I think what you do want to do is make sure that, you know, you don't ever press the panic button, but you're also having the necessary agility and adaptability that's necessary for these circumstances.
Agility
and what I think is important for us is to really, truly focus on our process and, you know, where do we need to make those tweaks?
Process.
But then also, you know, how can we find some of those small victories?
You know, play what? The Saints. That's how you
play
find
the Saints. That's a way. Yeah. That'll do
you
it.
You know what I mean?
They are getting 3 in the dome. On Sunday, I'm on the Rams. Stafford's gonna play. Let's go, Scotty. Let's
go.
They'll cook
the Saints like everybody else does.
How about a little rebirth for Allen Robinson this week with Cup being done for the year? Maybe we'll find that in the Lions share later on. A little Allen Robinson this week to get things going. Why not? One other game we did not touch on because it's awful. Washington is in Houston against the Texans this week. The football team, now known as the Commanders, back in the mix at 5-5. They are laying 3 on the road.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. The Texans are putrid. And so I think ice-cold Heineken, and they're going to get Chase Young, and they're going to roll the Texans in Houston. Houston is, you know, headed right for a number one pick.
I agree. They suck. Washington will take care of business. We'll come back top of the hour. College football. We got to get through all the Saturday action. You got Dr. Chow. We got the Lion's Share. We have a lot to do, Scotty. Let's go.